Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report. If I don't sound as enthusiastic as I usually do, it's because of what we're going to be discussing today and the importance of it. So let me put this out front. For openers, I need to tell you all now, this is not part two of our course of action, which we started last week. That will continue next week, okay? What we need to do is provide something that's pretty vital and needs to be put out as soon as possible. Again, part two of the series we started last week will continue next week, and that, of course, is our course of action. So let me get through the normal intro because this is something I need to do. The show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLB, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who I will bring in shortly. The title of today's show is, and this is why Roger didn't sound all that, I don't know, happy or enthusiastic at the beginning, Treason on Steroids, Sovereignty's End? Let me say that again. The title of today's show is Treason on Steroids, Sovereignty's End? Y'all know me by now. I worked for the military industrial complex for 30 years. I spent 8 years in the nuclear submarine fleet. I know what the hell I'm talking about. When I see what we're going to talk about today, you have no clue what it does to me. Because what I have been doing for the last 15 years here, I call penance. But let's continue. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. I say it every week because it's true, and it's getting truer, if that's even a word. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, a personal friend of mine, somebody I have a lot of respect for, and also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlow Radio. I'm going to say this real quick because I got a lot to do today. If you want to help these platforms, and I know you must if you're listening here, or if you give an occasional donation to these platforms, I'm not asking you to give any more. And you're probably all rolling your eyes, but give me a couple more seconds. I'll get done with this. If you really want to help them, give them something they know they can use. Give them something they can use in a beneficial fashion to both them and you. Take an average of what you normally donate to these platforms over the course of a year, divide it by 12, and the next time you go in there, put that number in and click the button that says make this a monthly reoccurring donation. Why? You have helped them to build a budget. And with a budget, they can give you bigger, badder, better, faster. So if you think this will only help them, not so much, people. It will help them to help you. And with that, I will move on. Look, Stephen, how are you today? And yeah, I've got a little bit more opening to go through, but I wanted everybody to know that you were here and alive and breathing.
Oh, I'm here. I'm alive. I'm breathing.
All right, my friend, let me get through this, and I'm really looking forward to our discussion today. So our mission is to keep you armed with the vital truth, as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion. That being the sponsor of this show, TLB Talk. Anybody who clicks on the link right now, you're going to go to a page that says, we're down until the 1st of July. We're going through a major upgrade to do what? Oh, gee, what does Roger say all the time? We are in the garage, in the toolbox, in the sandbox to give you bigger, badder, better, faster. As soon as we relaunch that on the 1st of July so that you have it for the 4th of July and you have it for what may very well be the most critical election in this country in a century and a half, then we will have it back up. What we are doing right now is what I am telling you. If you are good to us, we are good to you. Bigger, badder, better, faster is coming from TLB Talk. It will be relaunched on the 1st of July, and it will be bigger, better, badder, faster. Okay, a link to any references used for this show, presentation, including a video, will be included in tomorrow's show article published on the Liberty Beacon by noon central every Thursday, including active links to any other important data points. One more thing, and then we get into the show. and this is about what we didn't do this week. I will always state that the message I bring to you today is not entertainment, nor is it based with guesses or remote possibilities. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability, here he goes, depending on our course of action. You got one show. That was just to show you what was in our face. Next week, we go to the second show whereby Steve will present points and we will talk about what can we do. If this needs to be a three-part show, it will, because once we get through Steve's information next week, we might not have enough time to go through all of the points of what we should be doing in, I guess what you could call it, in a pushback style. And if it has to roll into three shows, it will. To me, that is as important as anything else. But what I'm putting out today is time sensitive. This is why it's today. And it was something brought to my attention by my producer, Steve. Steve, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah, and I very much appreciate you bringing that to my attention, because that falls right into the area that I really feel people need to be more informed.
Well, it's a subject that needs to get out there.
I agree. So let's roll into that. Let me give an update or a preface as to what we're going to be discussing, and then we will roll into two pieces of a video that it is critical everybody hears. Stephen will play the first portion. We will have a discussion. Stephen will play the second portion. We will have a discussion. They are both vital. Extremely vital. How much so? Let's roll into this. Okay, on May 27, 2024, Joe Biden plans on fully ceding the sovereignty of the United States to the World Health Organization, WHO. Let me say that again. On May 27, 2024, a couple of weeks from now, Biden plans on fully ceding the sovereignty of the United States to the World Health Organization. Not a joke, not a guess. Question: why do we elect leaders? Answer: to represent our voices in the governance of we the people. So, did anyone ask us if we wished this? Were we given a vote? Were we given a voice? You're going to hand the sovereignty of all of us, you, me, Steve, everybody else, over to a foreign, I don't know, a foreign functionality that isn't even elected or represented anywhere in this country. And you're going to tell them they now have full control over the sovereignty of Americans. Are you kidding me? That, my friends, is treason. You cannot hand the sovereignty of the American people away without even asking them. You can't do that. But that's what's going to happen on the 27th unless we make a big stink. So, did anybody, stop and think about it, ask us if we wish this? Were we given a say? Were we given a vote? This is going to turn the entire world into an authoritarian camp, but yet we weren't even asked if we wanted to do it. Stop and think about it. Stephen, do you think maybe I'm just getting a little too angry for nothing?
No, you're getting riled up, but it's not for nothing.
Okay, then if you've got anything to interject at this point, because I do have a few more points before we get to the first part of the video.
Nope, you're good.
Okay, let me finish this up, and believe me, you want to hear this video unless you've already heard it. The total video, both parts together, are less than 6 minutes, so it isn't going to take a lot of your time. What it is going to do is make you go, really? Okay, so now you know why, at least one reason, the global elite and the American deep state had to ensure Biden won the election, okay? A truly compromised president is the perfect tool for tyranny and treason, regardless of his wishes. Of course, it doesn't hurt for the elite, especially, that he no longer has the brains to push back. But at all cost, Trump had to be kept from office. And if you go to, 2,000 Mules and a bunch of other places, there is unequivocal proof that our election was stolen, which makes America a third world country. Is it the first time it's happened? No, it hasn't. but it's the first time it happened so blatant that anybody can dig it up and prove it. That's the country you live in today. But this is not just Biden. Our elected leaders are here to serve us and make our voices count, right? Look around you today and realize nothing can be further from the truth. How many in Congress or the Senate literally make it a career? How many of these take dark money or corporate money to stay in office? How many came into office relatively poor and left office super rich? Question. How many of these vote to please their masters, not we the people? Answer. An extraordinarily large number. As the narrator of a short video soundtrack, which we will present you, states with absolute clarity, May 27th may end up being more important to American history than the 4th of July. Let me put this in context. July 4th, Independence Day. July 27th, Loss of Sovereignty Day. So American, I don't know, freedom will have lasted from, I'm not even going to go there. I'm just getting really angry. So let me move on. I want to finish this up so Steve can get that first section in. Okay. So let's also discuss the treason and tyranny of the so-called 15-minute cities, CBCDs, central bank digital currencies, and other things. If these so-called elite get their way, humanity will not only be, I don't know, greatly reduced in numbers, that's already started, it's called vaccines, but authoritarianism and totalitarianism may indeed become common words in our daily speech. Also consider one more thing I will explain when it's time. 5G and aluminum falling from the sky, metric tons of aluminum nano-sized particles, falling to the earth, and you have been breathing them. Okay, now I'm going to tell you that even when lockdowns were happening, the government had the military in all of our big cities putting up arrays of 5G antennas. I'm going to tell you why, and you're not going to be happy. And I worked for these people for 30 years. Do I know what the hell I'm talking about? Yes, I do. So let's jump into a discussion between Steve and myself with the soundtrack of the first part of a video selected specifically for this presentation. Would you like to say anything at all, Steve, prior to starting that?
No, sir. You can just interrupt the video when you want to stop it. So.
Oh, I'm not going to stop it until the first part's done. And
that's
we
mean.
Know we've got two parts.
That's yep, what I mean.
No, I'm actually going to shut up, people. Yeah, I can do that.
You ready for it?
Oh, yeah.
The following video is a two-parter. You're going to want to watch the entire thing to fully understand exactly where we are. To begin with, May 27th, just a few weeks away, may be more important to American history than July 4th. Take a listen.
I'm Reggie Littlejohn, co-founder of the Sovereignty Coalition and founder of the Anti-Globalist International Organization. The two treaties that are going to be voted on in May 27th of this year, just a few weeks from now, are the greatest threat to freedom that the world has ever faced. Public health is being used as a tool for total control. This is not a public health issue. It's an instrument to introduce Chinese-style totalitarianism to the United States and to the world. Now, the international health regulations, if WHO gets what it wants, they will be able to mandate vaccines, mandate masks, mandate lockdowns, and mandate quarantines in the United States and all over the world. Also, they will be able to mandate that the governments of the world surveil and censor their citizens, no doubt through mandatory digital IDs, which can be used as the basis of a China social credit system styled rule of totalitarian
Thank
control.
Thank you all. I'm pleased to stand with my colleagues and other friends and great patriots that are interested in the sovereignty of America. And don't be distracted at this moment. Don't you be distracted. Let's not America be distracted by what's happening in this building or what's about to happen in this building behind us. As bad as that is, and it's bad, but as bad as that is, we can do two things at once. We can pay attention to the other things that are happening around the globe and in this country. And as we speak, President Biden is planning to cede the sovereignty of the United States of America to the internationalists and the World Health Organization. The ability to decide between you and your doctor what medicine you take or do not take, whether you wear a mask or not, whether you leave your home and where you go is all potentially being ceded by this president of the United States based on a signature. Subverting and disregarding the Constitution of the United States, bypassing the Senate, saying it's not a treaty, doing the exact same thing that President Obama did with the Iran nuclear deal. That was bad now, then, and it's a precursor. It's a warning of what might happen very, very soon. So we're gathered here today to make sure that you're all aware of what we're all aware of, that we're awake, and that we make sure that President Biden is not allowed to just sign on our behalf, and that the Senate rejects any attempt by the World Health Organization to take away our individual medical freedom, our individual choices, our choices to move about our country, our community, our homes as we please. That is literally what is at stake right now. And then be forced to pay for it without even knowing what the bill is. It is unacceptable. The fact that we even have to have this press conference is breathtaking. But every single day you wake up and you say to yourself, well, what more can it be? I can't believe what just happened. They can't do anything else. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as bad as it is, and as bad as it is in dealing with this government taking away our rights every single day, just imagine how difficult it's going to be to drag our rights back away from some international organization of bureaucrats that aren't even elected, that don't care about America, don't care about our Constitution, and don't care about what we think.
Joe Biden is expected to sign this WEF agreement that signs over our sovereignty to this unelected international group. And what do they want to do?
All right. So there is more. And what we will do is we will lead up to that. But Stephen, would you like to come in with anything? Because, look, you're the one that brought this to my attention. Now, I know about most of what is being talked about here, but to have it all in one place was really, really good. Thank you. And would you like to put anything in here?
Well, I know it's a week early, but go ahead. No, they don't have to do what we want them to do because they don't serve us. They serve the corporations. They serve the Central European banks. That's what they serve.
Yes. All right. I'm going to take it one step further, and hopefully I can get this done prior to the break. Oh, geez, that's 12 minutes away. I doubt if I'm that long-winded on this. But look, I'm going to start out with the 15-minute city simply because this is something most of you are probably going, huh? And what are 15-minute cities? 15-minute cities are basically something that the elites will force upon us to accomplish two things. One of those things is how the hell do you control a massive population that is allowed to spread itself all across a huge continent like North America? How do you control them? It's very, very hard to control them. You can control some, maybe even a majority, but never all. So what you need to do is two things that you see happening right now. You need to see the reduction of the global – well, we're talking about the United States right now, but yes, the global population, all right? And you need to move them all into areas that are controlled. These are your 15-minute cities. You won't be – and I'm not going to go into that too deep because that is going to be the second part of this video. But what I will say – and then we will fall back to the treason of Joe Biden. What I will say is that when you talk about a control factor, the 15-minute cities are by far the easiest way to control humanity that the elites have right now, short of killing us all off. All right, Stephen, let's get back to some tyranny. Let me ask you a question. And if you even want to answer this with a yes or no, I'm fine. But here's the question. You have a president of the United States who has sworn to protect and to serve the American people. He is about to sign a document stating that our freedom of movement and a whole lot of other things will no longer be within our realm or our country's realm, and we will now and will now be ruled and saw over by a foreign entity. And the Constitution and the Bill of Rights be damned. How the hell can any president do this and get away with it? How?
Well, a complicit media is one thing. A lack of complicity on the American people's part.
Yeah.
Way too many distractions is another reason.
Intentionally, yes.
It's a military term. It's called full spectrum dominance. I've said it many times.
I absolutely know what that is. Remember, 30 years working for the military-industrial complex, 8 years in the military, and you're exactly right. And I'm really, really upset that you thought of that and I didn't. But yes, full-spectrum dominance is a part of this. Anything else?
Well, I just wanted to point out that the full-spectrum dominance part is they are attacking us on all 360 degrees of the circular spectrum. With distractions, attacking here, attacking there, attacking everywhere. It's just someone has already been scientifically proven that if you're in a state of fear, a constant state of fear, you're not able to think correctly. You're not able to think rationally.
I agree. I would also say that how many of you know that the people that count in Arizona have determined and have stated that the COVID-19 jabs are basically something that was intended, a weapon to harm you, and they will not use them anymore. And we now have several other doctors of a very high level of, he knows what he's talking about, who have stated that these are bioweapons. So what we are looking at is a global entity that is responsible for this and is realizing that right in front of their face, things may be falling apart. And unless they can get control, PDQ, which stands for pretty damn quick, then this may start to buckle underneath them. Do you see that, Steve?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
This is why you and I are here today, to help the buckling. And if you stop to consider that Roger could be blowing it out his butt, Joe Bob could be a very good guy, except that how many of you remember two shows back when Roger explained to you the treason being committed by our president, who stands in front of the world and swears on a Bible. That he will protect the American people from all enemies, foreign and domestic, yet he is doing everything, including using the law and the military, to keep the southern border open to allow more, I don't know, agents from our enemy governments, more, I don't know, sex traffickers, more child traffickers, more drug traffickers, and, again, more Chinese agents, which we absolutely know to be a fact. So we have a president who is doing everything he can to not only allow 10 million people into this country illegally, but now he's going to sign a document with the WHO saying, well, I might be the president, but you guys run the show now. Anything I can do for you? Or have I got that wrong, Steve?
Well, he's also going to put these 12 million people into the either the militaries or the policing industry and give them weapons.
Yep. Now you stop and consider what Steve just said, and I would have eventually got to that, but thank you for bringing it up, Steve. It's the perfect time. These people are already being told as they come across the border, hey, you don't know what you're going to do? You know what? Why don't you join the military? That'll help you become a citizen faster. This is what they're being told. And when you come to a community where nobody will volunteer to become a policeman or get hired in as a policeman simply because of the tyranny, the blue tyranny, the liberal tyranny being splashed in the face of that community, then we're going to bring in the illegals and we're going to make them police. That's what you meant, right, Steve? Because that's what I heard. Steve?
What's that?
I said that's what you meant, right? Yes. Giving these people positions in both the military and in our police forces.
Police forces, yep.
Yep. So, again, take a look at this. You have a president, okay, who refuses and literally does everything he can to prevent the closing of the border. That is treason, people. Don't say it's not, because if you say it's not, go to the damn dictionary and look it up. That's treason. And then he's going to sign over our sovereignty to, I don't know, some entity that's not even part of the United States and has none of our elected officials in it and doesn't represent anything in this country, and says, damn it, to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. This is Joe Bob. Why the hell is this guy still in office? He is doing more damage to this country by intention than any other president in history, and he's not doing it. The only reason he's there is because Trump wouldn't have worked. They would have had to have assassinated him. Joe Bob's there because he is so compromised that when they tell him to jump, he doesn't say how high. He asks, when can he come down? And if you think I'm kidding, look at Hunter Biden. That's all you got to do. And there's a hell of a lot more bad stuff in Joe Bob's life, but Hunter Biden is the shining star. This guy wants to get rid of your sovereignty, and he wants to make sure that everybody that can do harm to you is freely allowed into this country. Not only that, one more thing, and then we'll go on, Steve, but how many of you can remember this? In the past year, actually, I think the last report was for 2023, 372,000 illegals were flown into the United States at night to 32 different airports around the country and released. They were all illegals flown into this country and released in key areas. Are you kidding me? 320,000, and that's only the ones they'll admit to, and that's only for 1 year. I would tell you that if we took it for 4 years and we got a real number, it would be in the millions. This is what your president is doing, people. This is the biggest traitor ever to sit in the White House. How many of you are going to vote for him again? Oh, Steve, did I push it too far that time?
Not quite.
Okay. All right. Anything to say?
Are you ready for the break there?
Well, we've got a few minutes, but is there anything you'd like to put in at this point?
You know, they have told us forever that the American military won't go along with the agenda, but the police will. They have shown that they will. The good people that get out of the policing industry that won't, they'll just put bad people in there.
I would tell you that I would agree with that until we reach a certain point. I would agree with that if the tyranny was at a level that made people uncomfortable, but didn't go beyond that. I would tell you that a lot of people in the police force, because I've talked to some of them around the country, a lot of people in the police force, when they see that the tyranny reaches a point where even their families are in jeopardy, what their kids do, what their wife does, whatever, what their mother does, then at that point we are going to see a lot of the police force going, I ain't doing that.
What the police and the sheriffs don't realize is, once the feds come in, whether it's the FBI or ATF or whatever the case is, DEA, the police and the sheriffs are up front because they need their help, and they are up front. They're the ones that are going to get shot at first.
Well, what most people don't understand is, what is the most powerful person in your area? Is it your governor within a particular area? Is it a mayor within a particular area? Is it a police captain within a particular area? No, it isn't. The sheriff in any area designated to him is the ultimate power. Listen to what I just said. A sheriff within his appointed domain is the ultimate word. Look it up. So if sheriffs buckle, that's treason. If sheriffs stand behind you and me, that's what the hell they're there for. How many of you know that? A sheriff has total power within his realm. He is the most powerful individual of anybody in his realm. not a joke. But most people don't understand that. If you're going to tap somebody on the shoulder right now and find out whose side they're on, because you can fire a sheriff and rehire another one, okay? But if you're going to look to somebody in law in your area to help protect you from what may be police going the wrong way at the wrong time, talk to your sheriff. Because when he talks to that police captain has to listen. He has no choice.
Yep. Are you ready for the break now?
Yeah, I need to breathe.
All right, we'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, so everybody remember this. TLB Talk is not gone. Constantly hear me saying, if we can, if anybody can, they should always offer you bigger, better, badder, faster. That's what's happening. It's going to take us 2 months because that much is going to happen to it. But when it comes back for the 4th of July, you will have it, probably on the 1st, but definitely before the 4th. And we will guarantee that it will be there so that you will have a place to talk. You will have a place to discuss, and you won't have to worry about being kicked to the curb in what could be probably, and I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, and I'll back it up, the most crucial and critical election this country has seen in a century and a half. Not a joke, people. I'm sitting here telling you that we've got a president sitting in the White House that is about to hand our sovereignty away, and at the same time, he's left the border open with 10 million people already coming across that border. How many of them are, I don't know, traitors? How many of them are agents? How many of them are here to hurt us? Out of 10 million, 100,000 is a very small number, isn't it? Out of 10 million. But if there's 100,000 people here right now that Joe Bob has let through the gate without tapping them on the shoulder, then what he has done is he has set America up for the biggest failures and falls we have ever seen. It's just a matter of time. All right, Stephen, what I'd like to do, if you wouldn't mind, is go into the second part of that video, because I would really like to talk about 15-minute cities as well.
Okie dokie.
Thank you, sir.
Joe Biden is expected to sign this WEF agreement that signs over our sovereignty to this unelected international group. And what do they want to do?
Let's cue up that clip, Jay, from the mayor of London. He describes very point blankly now what a 15-minute city actually is. Take a listen.
It is something that the WEF has created called C40, and it's called C40 Cities. I would urge you to certainly look on the internet about it and then go to all of the TikTokers and see what they're really, really saying. Basically, you won't be able to drive a petrol or diesel car anymore. You'll have to buy electric. If you want food, you will get a calorie-controlled system sent to you by text saying, this is what you can eat today. This is what you can have today. If you violate any of these things, they'll freeze your bank account. That is the next step. These are stages in which they're going to implement this stuff. And this was signed up by the WEF, and the WEF has signed up with our mayor in London as the chair. And he has gone around the world to communicate this C40 to all of the countries in the world. And most of the countries are looking at adopting it. Now, I am going to abolish it. It is a hopeless position. We are going to be in an open prison, or shall we say a COVID, for the rest of our lives. We will not be able to work unless it's in our 15-minute city. It's diabolical. It's not a right.
You get it now? May 27th is far more important than July 4th. July 4th guaranteed our freedoms. May 27th does just the opposite.
The 4th of July, Independence Day, the day America told the entire world, we have our freedoms, we have our rights. We fought for them and we won. Now, we're a couple of weeks away from the biggest traitor America has ever seen in the White House. And not only has he been allowing the slow destruction of America via the southern border, but now he's going to make it even worse by handing our sovereignty to an organization I've been doing research on for 15 years and don't trust as far as I can throw it. So this is what we are looking at, people. This is not a joke. This isn't a guess. This is an absolute fact. This isn't the only video about this. I will include this when I publish the article tomorrow. But if I was you, I'd go do a little bit more research. This is the biggest thing to happen to you and me. This goes far beyond COVID. This goes far beyond World War I, World War II. This goes far beyond any of that. Why? Because it takes the entire planet under an authoritarian thumb, whether they like it or not. But let's talk about the 15-minute cities a little bit here, okay? Some of you may have heard what I'm about to talk about. Others may not have heard. I'm going to add a little bit of information to it, so those of you that may have heard it get a little bit more on it. Again, let's start out with Roger's qualifications. 20 years working for the military-industrial complex. I say 30, but that's because almost nine of them, more of them, are in the Navy. So it's total about 30 years either in or working for the military. Okay, let's take a look at this. What the hell happened when you and I were locked down? What happened? All kinds of stuff happened that we didn't like. But something happened that some of us did like. Okay? They had the military out in strategic big American cities putting up 5G antenna arrays while you and I were in lockdown so that we could get more stuff on our computer, so that we could get it quicker, so that we could get, yeah, it was cool, right? 5G, and they went and they put all kinds of antennas up because 5G is a high frequency. The higher the frequency, the shorter the distance it travels unless you put a massive amount of energy behind it. So how do you solve that? Instead of having one or two antennas in a given area, you may have 20 or 30. You get as good a coverage, but it requires more antennas. Listen to me, people. When you have to put up that many antennas like you do with 5G and you bring the military in to set them up all over your city, once that is done, here's Roger's training. You may be able to use, not maybe, you can use those antennas because they transmit and receive. You can use them to build what's called a phased array. Not a joke. Write it down. Look it up. You can build a phased array from these 5G antennas. This is in your 15-minute city, people. All right? Now, you've got this phased array. What are you going to do with that? With a phased array, you can set up what's called a steerable beam. How do you do that? You have a computer that says, if I want to hit somewhere with a beam, I have to put so much energy into this antenna, so much energy into this antenna, less into this one, more into this one. And when it's all done and they transmit, they will transmit and hit a particular point you are aiming at. That's called a phased array, okay? And with that, you have built a steerable beam. Now, why the hell is Roger wasting our time telling us this? What does this have to do with 15-minute cities? Let me tell you. How many of you are aware? Listen to me. How many of you are aware of how much aluminum you breathe in on a daily basis? And most of you are going to say, ah, that's stupid. No, it's not. How many of you look up in your sky even once a week or twice a week or five times a week and you see the spraying going on? How many? Because it's all over this country. And what is the biggest makeup of that spray? A hell of a lot of nano-sized particles of aluminum, which they claim reflects the sunlight and slows down global warming, which we know doesn't exist. But if it doesn't exist, why did they do that? Let me explain something to you. Aluminum is extremely bad. It's dangerous. It can even be deadly in a high enough quantity in the human body. It does not like aluminum. But luckily, it can't get into your brain because your brain has a blood-to-brain barrier. So you constantly breathe this stuff in. Then you go home and you have a glass of water. Ever stop to ask why you can't get the fluoride out of your water after we prove to our city councils and everybody else how dangerous it is? I'm going to tell you why. Once you have drank that glass of water, all of that air you just breathed in into your lungs and wherever that is saturated with nano-sized particles of aluminum, as soon as you drink that water, that fluoride opens your blood-to-brain barrier and allows that aluminum into your brain. Anybody who doesn't believe me, look it up! Now you've got a brain that's saturated with nano-sized particles of aluminum. Are you listening? And that is damn near everybody in America. How do you get away with it? Not breathing? No, you got to breathe. So where do we go from here? Let's take the steerable beam of 5G and put it with the guy who's got a head full of aluminum. Now I, using your cell phone, listen to me, people, can pinpoint you so accurately it's ridiculous. So now I lock onto your cell phone, which is usually somewhere close to your head. And what I do is I turn a 5G focused beam onto your head for a very short period of time. What does that do? It raises the temperature of the brain. It doesn't cook it. It raises the temperature of the brain to what is called the shutdown point. Your brain shuts down. It stops working. They immediately shut that beam off when you fall, and your brain cools off in a matter of seconds. And now there is absolutely nothing to show what killed you, except you were the guy in the 15-minute city that wouldn't put up with their crap. So they needed to get rid of you before you became an example. Anybody here thinking what you just heard can't happen, you're wrong. That technology exists right now. That could happen right now. That's not a joke. That's an absolute fact. I know what a phased array is. I know what a steerable beam is. I know what high frequencies do. I know all of this. I did it. This is what we're talking about, people. You want to go to 15-minute cities? Do me a favor. Buy a tombstone first. Anything to say, Steve?
I thought about a month ago. It occurred to me back in the mid-2000s. Don't remember what the old guy's name was, but he just died a couple years back. It was called the Zeitgeist Movement. And it basically, to a T, is what the 15-minute cities are.
Yep.
He just died at 104 just a couple years back. So, take that for how somebody wants to. They really glamorized the Zeitgeist Movement, and they're glamorizing this.
Well, I would tell everybody beyond a shadow of a doubt that everything I just explained to you is not only technology that already exists, but I can tell you that high frequencies like 5G have already been used in testing for mass murder. I'm not telling you that the government is out there doing mass murder. What I am telling you is that with the arrays the military put up in these key cities around the country, they are plentiful. So there are more than enough to form a phased array. And once you've got a phased array, you've got a steerable beam. And if you can show me one person who's more than 2 years or 3 years old who doesn't have a brain pretty much saturated with nano-sized particles of aluminum, I'm going to kiss your bare butt on Broadway at high noon and let you sell tickets. Now, you stop and think. 5G has to go up in these cities. It has to. It has to. And everybody out there has a brain saturated with aluminum. Unless There are some treatments online that you can actually go to get that aluminum out of your brain. And that may be something some of you may want to look into, ridding your brain of nano-sized particles of aluminum. Yes, there is a procedure for doing that, and there is a chemical for doing that. Is it worth it? I don't know. You're listening to me. You tell me. All right, Steve, anything else here? Anything you'd like to pop in?
No, nope, you're fine.
Again, we need to understand several things, okay? With an open border, and anybody who thinks that I'm beating this point to death, I hope so. I really do. It's that crucial. How many times have you heard me say 10 million people, and they're saying 10 million? That's the amount they're aware of. We are constantly being told there is a number crossing the border that are never caught, never seen, and they haven't got a clue how many there are. Want to bet they do? Want to bet they do? And they just let them go? Want to bet? But we're saying 10 to 12 million have come across the border that we're aware of. I'm going to tell you the number's probably closer to 15 million. Has anybody out there ever seen an invasion of 15 million people? It's never existed on this planet. It's being choreographed right under your nose. This is what's happening. And again, if I bring in all of these people, if I tell the WHO they are now the masters of America, if I do these things, then how come there aren't a whole lot of people all around this country up in arms about this? And I don't mean carrying guns. I mean pissed off. I'm going to tell you the reason why. If you ain't listening to a show like this, if you're not watching a video like the one we played for you, the soundtrack, if you're not doing these things, you ain't going to hear this on mainstream media. They're not going to tell you any of this because they are complicit beyond belief. This is a fact. How much of this have you heard on mainstream media, people? But I dare you to prove anything I have said wrong today. Anything. I don't care how small. Please prove me wrong. I beg you. But not one single word of this is coming out in the mainstream media. When's the last time you heard somebody on CBS say, we're about to lose our sovereignty if Joe Bob screws up on the 27th? When's the last time you heard on ABC? When's the last time you heard on NBC? When's the last time you heard? When? You didn't. But yet we're approaching what could be the biggest loss of freedom and sovereignty this country has ever seen this month. And how many people are talking about this? And if Stephen wouldn't have passed that video over to me, we may not have done this show in time. Again, thank you, Stephen.
You're welcome.
Anything to say? Are you going to let me just destroy my whole voice?
No, you're doing a great job.
Well, the thing of it is, and I told you this before the show, I said, you haven't heard me angry till we do this show. And you have heard me angry before, but not on this level. The thing of it is, everything we are looking at right now is for the destruction of America. Okay? The infighting amongst our leaders in Congress. A president who is so treasonous, it's insane. Remember this, people. Remember this. I'm going to throw this out. It's not even part of the show, but I'm going to throw it out to make a point, okay? And for all of you that hate Trump, this has got to come out, okay? President Trump, who had absolute authority for the documents he had, is being dragged through court and sued and lawfare out the butt. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, even though he had 100%, the only person on the planet, authority to do what he did. Joe Bob, the guy who's about to hand our sovereignty away. It is absolutely proven by the DOJ, they admitted it, that Joe Bob had highly classified information in his garage where his drug-addled son and his son's friends were all the time, okay, in cardboard boxes. But Joe Bob isn't going to go to jail. They're not even going to bring him to court. Why? Because he's old and frail. Did you hear what I just said? This came from the DOJ. But yet, they're going to make sure, regardless of what it takes, and I'm hoping it doesn't happen, that he gets reelected. Now, Stephen, he's too addled and too old and senile to take to court. But hell, let's let him run the most complicated country on the planet for 4 more years, right?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
And this came straight from the guy who runs the DOJ, right in front of Congress. Isn't this nice? So if anybody stops to say, Roger, you're nuts, why the hell don't you listen? Because it's not me that said Joe was too old and feeble to go to court on this. It was the DOJ. But yet, did you hear him say in the same breath, this should be a disqualifier for him running for election again? Even though he will not go to court for this, it proves beyond a shadow of a doubt he is incapable of 4 more years in the Oval Office. Did anybody hear our DOJ say that? Anybody? Anybody? Because if somebody comes up to my boss and says, Roger's too old and feeble, he's liable to mess stuff up, so we're not going to be, but if he does, we're not going to hold him accountable for it. How long do you think I'd work there, people? How long? How long? But yet, this is our president. This is our president. He's committing treason by handing our sovereignty over. He's committing treason by refusing to close our border. He's committing treason by threatening anybody who protects their territory from illegals with jail time or military presence. This guy is the most horrible thing. When we talk about freedom, when we talk about the Constitution, when we talk about inalienable rights, Joe Biden is the most horrible thing to ever walk into the White House, never mind be an occupant. And I have no clue whatsoever why most people out here don't understand that a vast majority of what you're seeing happening is because of Barack Obama and his control over Joe Biden. And Obama, for anybody who doesn't know, is so owned by the deep state, it's insane. So who's Joe Bob's boss? More than likely, it's Barack Obama. And who's Barack Obama's boss? Gee, that would be the global elite.
Hey, Roger.
Not a joke. Yes.
Just a minute ago, Andy said, it's Obama that's pulling the strings.
And you, why do you think I like Andy as much as I do?
Uh-huh.
The lady's got a great head, and look, she gives us this platform every single week. I can't say thank you to her enough. But she's also a very nice person. So, all right, look, we're talking about treason. We're talking about tyranny. We're talking about losing our sovereignty. And it's not because of a war. And it's not because Russia came over here and nuked half the country and the rest of the country surrendered. It's not because of any of that. It is because we have a traitorous president who is going to cede our sovereignty to a globalist organization with very treasonous ideals. This is what he's going to do. He is going to cede our sovereignty away from us. Who the hell gave him permission to do that? I don't know about you, but I've been around this world a gazillion times, over a million air miles. I've been in countries with good leaders, bad leaders, dictatorial leaders, you name it. What Joe Bob just did, tell me that he is the president or the leader of a constitutional republic where it's the people's voice that rules. Tell me, and I'll tell you what an idiot you are. You agree with me, Steve?
Yes, sir.
I notice you're chuckling. I told you this was going to be an RR from me, and it's not pretend. It isn't. God, I so wish we didn't have to do this show, but I'm so glad we're doing it. Listen to me, people. Why did Roger just say that? I already told Steve this. We had this discussion when he handed me that video, or when he sent it to me. It's this, people. We were going to do another show I've been promising you to do forever. We did one last week, the next one this week, and we were going to finish it up by doing one the following week. Yeah, okay, we're not doing that. Why? Because this fell in instead. Will we do part two next week? I promised you we would. Why did we skip to this? Why, people? Because in less than 3 weeks, or around, excuse me, a little bit more than 3 weeks, we will see our president, unless enough of us step up to say no, we will see our president sign a paper handing our sovereignty over to an international organization that is looking to start global governance. When every nation has to, at some point, sign up to that treaty, who the hell do you think is the head of state? It now becomes the WHO, people. And if you don't think so, you better do a little homework. This is global governance coming upside your head. And if you go back 12, 13, 14, 15 years and listen to the shows I did and look at the articles I wrote, I was warning about this. And I was being laughed at and called an idiot. I'm not an idiot. And the laughter, that hurt. But you know what, Steve? I got a call from somebody yesterday morning. And this is what they said. Roger, I've known you for almost 17 years. For the first couple of years, I thought you were an absolute crazy person. And then you and I stopped talking. And I did, because of the things he was saying. He said, Roger, I have sat and watched, and now I fully understand. You were not only right, but me and my family have suffered because we didn't listen to anything you said. What does he mean by suffered? They all went out and got fully vaccinated, every single one that was recommended. Two children that are extremely sick and a cousin that died, myocarditis.
Wow.
This, again, I was warning people a dozen years ago. I was telling them there will be a mechanism brought into play that will force all of the nations of this planet under a single tyrannical or authoritarian roof. That's almost word for word what I said in an article I did 13 years ago. And right after that, probably about 3 or 4 months later, did a radio show with the exact same points. But yet, Stephen, I was told I was nuts. I was told, you're crazy. Where are you getting this stuff from?
Yep.
And well, now somebody calls me a dozen years later and says, damn it, Roger, I should have listened.
Well, they've been calling Alex Jones a nut job for 30 years.
I know. But there are some things Alex Jones has done that are a little over the top. Yeah. So anyway, money can do that to people. And the reason it'll never happen to me is because, or anybody working in the Liberty Beacon Project, is because we don't take any ad money from anybody. We have no income other than people making donations. Yet we have 5 news sites and a social media site. And it's all supported by basically us, the staff. So if anybody wants to donate to the Liberty Beacon Project, it would help. It would. But right now, what I suggest is help Annie keep this online. Donate to her platform. Got that right, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anything else to say? We've got about 2 minutes, I think.
About a minute here.
Okay.
No,
I think wrap up.
I think I've heard other people say this too, but I think that COVID in 2020, 4 years ago now, it has been the best thing for us to help awaken people, because it put virtually 20 some odd million people, it put them home, and it put them put them into research and stuff.
I not only agree that it woke up the most people, but I would also say that the destruction, that the tyranny, that the treason, that the health catastrophes that had to be a part of it, if people would have woken up when they were told, maybe we wouldn't have had to have seen the tens of millions of people die. And believe me, a lot more are going to die as a result of those shots. It'll just take a little longer. Maybe we wouldn't have had to have gone through all this, Steve. Maybe.
Right.
All right. Look, Steve, I want to say again how much I appreciate you bringing this. Again, we had a totally different show planned for today. All stop. Let's talk about this. Stephen, I will never stop saying thank you for this. This is going to happen this month. It was critical we did this show today. Thank you, my friend.
Okay. Until next week, everyone.